America Weekend. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
So we're preparing for the show. We're downstairs in our other studio here. And Christina's like, oh, she's getting all flummoxed. And I'm thinking, why? Because she's finding her lead story for the Entertainment Report. And here it is.
Okay, so Bono was on Capitol Hill.
He was?
And he called out to members of Congress, okay, to take action against the ISIS issue that we're having, okay? And do you know what he said? And
no.
I'm going to quote this.
Please.
Quote. It's like you speak violence, you speak their language, but you laugh at them when they are goose-stepping down the street and it takes away their power, unquote. So pretty much what he's saying is that kill terrorism with laughter and kindness. He's saying to send like Amy Schumer and Chris Rock to fight the Islamic State.
They're cutting heads off, but they just need a good chuckle from Amy Schumer.
He was on Capitol Hill at a podium speaking to Congress, seriously suggesting that we fight ISIS with comedy.
And you know, it's funny you mention this. Funny comedy, haha. But it's funny you mention this because I'm zipping along on my remote control the other night. I'm going past C-SPAN and wait, that's Bono? Why is Bono on Capitol Hill?
I
went back to the Met game, so I didn't stop to find out what was going on. Because to me, when these people are there, why are we listening to these people talking to senators and congressmen?
It just makes no sense.
Why do they get this platform?
I don't know why he gets the platform. Almost makes me feel like he's making light of the situation, I don't think that he is. I actually think that he's trying to take like a peaceful approach to trying to fight ISIS.
Yeah. But that's what they need.
Are you kidding me?
Concerts. Yeah. Call Ticketmaster now. Get your tickets for the Help ISIS concert.
Okay. So let's move along to something more interesting.
Please.
In my eyes, anyway.
Okay.
Comicbook.com has been posting articles about The Walking Dead.
Oh,
I've been
my
talking
God.
About The Walking Dead. Oh, wait. But I am only going to cross over this quickly.
Yes.
Wait. Okay. So they're talking about season seven, next season. So in the season finale, we were introduced to two new characters.
Yeah.
We really didn't know too much about them. They're riding horses. They come and they help Carol and Morgan, okay?
Okay.
They will be a part of a community called The Kingdom, run by a guy named Ezekiel, who used to be a zookeeper. He has a lion who's immune to the zombie virus. It's going to be very exciting. Okay, I'm moving on. Guns N' Roses. Okay, so they did two tour dates. Well, first of all, they did a surprise date in L.A.
Did Axl show up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this is the point of my story.
Yes.
They did a surprise date in L.A. where, like, the day of the show, they announced it on, like, the radio.
Right.
And people actually had to go line up at the club. It was a small venue. Freaking amazing if you got into that club. Okay, so two tour dates in Vegas. He apparently broke his foot, so he couldn't, like, run around stage and stuff. So he was sitting on a throne.
Okay.
Didn't have to go for oxygen breaks because he was sitting in the throne singing the songs and apparently sounded so amazing. And Sebastian Bach showed up and Alice in Chains opened for them in Vegas. So this is a very good start because Axl Rose and Slash still don't really get along. I think they don't really get along.
They hate each other.
So I'm thinking that because the start of the tour was a success, that there's more of a chance of it to, you know, run the length
because
of the tour.
Because people want to see them all there.
You know?
They're coming to the New York City area. What is it, July?
In July.
I would imagine you're getting a
ticket.
Yes.
I am. We will be going.
We're going.
The tickets are a little bit pricey, but worth it. Have you ever heard of the selfie toaster?
The selfie toaster. Actually, I did earlier today, but I'm going to pretend just for the good of the program. No, I don't know what the selfie toaster is.
Okay, so the selfie toaster is this thing where you can upload a photo of yourself.
Yeah.
And this company, it's from burntimpressions.com, okay? Will send you an insert to put in the toaster so that your face can then be burnt onto a piece of toast.
Now, I love the idea, but it better be a damn good selfie if you're going to make the commitment to a major breakfast food this way.
They said it's better to have one person in the photo, but they can do two people in a photo if the resolution is really, really good. But they suggest only one person in the photo. So if you really want to give a unique gift to someone or want to surprise somebody at breakfast.
Here's an idea.
Put your face on a piece of toast.
I'm not thinking face. If there's no censorship here,
oh
my God, what a great idea this could be.
Aye, aye, aye.
Here. Eat this for breakfast. Oh, my goodness.
Look at it getting dirty.
No, it's...
You are just dirty.
Just a little suggestive.
Ooh.
No, I'm talking about like a nice picture of maybe, you know, your cat, maybe your dog, something like that.
You are so dirty. How did it turn into this?
I don't know.
I'm thinking my face on a piece of toast. You're talking about kitty on a toast.
kitty on a toast. I love that idea. I love that idea. I really do.
I'm very much so into like unique gifts and stuff.
That's
that,
a great gift.
You know what I mean?
It's a great idea.
It's different. You will never forget getting that gift for Christmas or your birthday or your anniversary.
But does it really, really look
or
like
for your
the
bridal
picture?
Shower? I don't know.
It's like when they do a bust of someone. It never looks like
maybe,
the person.
Maybe burntimpressions.com can send us a selfie toaster.
You know what? That's a really good idea.
And
you
we
want
could give it a try.
Hey, I got a ninja blender in my house, and you know how I got that. You know what? We could do all kinds of fun things.
I think so.
This is great.
I think so. My mother would definitely get this and put a picture of Marvin, because Marvin is her baby.
Marvin is a cat.
And
for those of you
Marvin
who haven't followed every second of the program.
Is, more wow. important to her than I am at this point.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm going dirty. You're going sad with this whole thing.
Kitty on a toast.
Wow, it's every man's dream. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams. And the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it, because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. See a column of 10 bikes coming from the opposite direction? Come on, you may have wished you could be invited to tag along with them. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jim Ryan for American Biker Minute. There's been an explosion of motorcycle meetup group websites. Hey, there's a meetup group near you. My town has a new dedicated, yes, even fancy, website where riders can register to receive online information on motorcycle meetup groups, off-road meetups, grumpy old men meetups, sport bike meetups, and even fat bottom girl meetups. Not making this up. Look around for a motorcycle meetup or start your own. American Biker Minute.
I just love riding.
Your passport to the